Morning rush hour beneath Interstates 30 and 45 is deafening. There's a constant rumble and thud of cars passing overhead. Somehow, the people here are able to sleep. But in tent cities, waning days, there's not much time to rest. Danielle Tooker is an outreach worker with MetroCare Services. She's out at Tent City almost every day preparing residents for the move.
Oh, you were sleeping good. I'm so sorry.
This morning, she's visiting one of her neediest clients.
My name is Samuel J. Patterson.
Patterson is 60 years old and has been living in Tent City since December. He's from Arkansas, where he served 10 years in prison for rape and sexual assault. He's now a registered sex offender. He moved to Dallas after finishing his sentence and then became homeless. Patterson has a host of medical problems, trouble sleeping, anxiety, and nerve damage from diabetes. He can barely walk and spends most of his time in a wheelchair or propped outside his tent.
Sit back, relax. I got a 5-gallon bucket out on the outside that I normally sit at too. And I sit out there sometimes and enjoy the breeze and people pass by, wash the cars, 18-wheelers go across there. It's peaceful sometimes.
Tent City is peaceful, he says. In quieter parts of the encampment, residents sweep the dirt in front of their tents. They play cards, they hang out on old furniture, and smoke swells from a metal barrel. Samuel Patterson's gray and turquoise tent is among 200 scattered across sand and dirt. Inside, there are a few buckets, boxes of papers and magazines, empty food containers, and dirty clothes. He rests in a tattered sleeping bag.
I am more comfortable than I was downtown, being around the bridge and the stew pot and places like that, and trying to sleep on the sidewalk. That's almost a no-no.
Patterson says in Tent City, the police don't come around at 4 a.m. to make him move. Some in Tent City, though, have brought in alcohol and drugs, and others have been violent. Earlier this year, two people were stabbed to death, and another two were arrested for attacking other residents with hatchets. Tent City has also become a public sanitation nightmare, with concerns over access to toilets and trash piling up. 22-year-old Khadijah doesn't want to use her last name. She's been on her own since she turned 18. She says Tent City is not ideal, but it's enough.
It's pretty much like if you were in an apartment. Stay to yourself, keep your little circle. Other than that, it's not really that bad.
For her, Tent City is more than just a homeless camp. It's a community.
Each side, you know, we all have our different names for each side. Crack City, Alcohol Alley, Toonchi Town, yada, yada, yada. But if they see that somebody doesn't have something to eat, you know, we all help each other out.
The city says it has some valid reasons to break up that community. Cindy Crane is president and CEO of Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance. A recent tally from the group showed that there was a 24% increase in the homeless population across Dallas over the past year. She says in Tent City alone, there were as many as 300 people at its peak.
Those kind of numbers are not sustainable, unsafe, and unsanitary. In fact, it was like an entire emergency shelter under a bridge, and we were overwhelmed.
Finding a home for every Tent City resident is going to be tough, if not impossible. There are people with no paper trail, no IDs, birth certificates, pay stubs, or medical records. Getting into a home hinges on those documents. Meanwhile, emergency shelters are full, and there's just not enough permanent, affordable housing for everyone in Tent City, let alone the nearly 4,000 homeless people in the Dallas area.
To say the one place you feel safe is a place where you can no longer be and I have no alternatives is very difficult.
And then there are those in Tent City who face some extreme challenges.
You have lots of populations of people who present with disabling conditions who don't have any income. You also have many people who are exiting the criminal justice system, and they are permanently labeled a felon.
People like Samuel Patterson. His caseworker is helping him fill out all the paperwork to find him an income and then a permanent home. But there are no guarantees.
If all else fails, I figure it'd have to be going back to the street life that I was used to before I started this.
Tent City may not have been much, but to him, it was home. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.